The No Labels movement isn't a third party so much as an organized effort to break Washington's gridlocked ways within the existing structure, where the parties can be both equal opportunity offenders and equal opportunity problem solvers.
I've been a registered Republican since 1971, pretty strong in a conservative way.
I am a gay marriage supporting pro-choice tree-hugging progressive Democrat.
At this Capitol Hill event, No Labels unveiled a number of specific reform ideas. Florida's Democratic senator focused on one concern in particular.
Why should close to half of the House of Representatives and close to half of the Senate have made a pledge to a particular individual?
Senator Nelson said a Republican no tax pledge was largely to blame for the recent failure of the so-called supercommittee. That was a relatively rare case of finger-pointing at this gathering that at times felt like a religious revival.
We need some walking around common sense in our American political system.
Other No Labels proposals include No Budget, No Pay, with legislation introduced this week that would withhold lawmakers' salaries until Congress passes a budget. Another proposal takes a page from British Parliament. Presidential question time would have the president appearing in alternate months before the House and the Senate for some spirited Q&A in full view of the American people. I'm Elizabeth Wynne Johnson in Washington.